Danette Rivera here with the latest episode of the Entrepreneur's Lifeline. If you've listened to some of our podcasts before, you know we're just trying to put out their ideas, or I try to share what's on my mind, what I'm seeing, to see if anything we share helps you out with your business. So today I want to talk quickly about evidence-based practice standards and why that's a big deal, even to those of us that are in the world of business and training and consulting. There's this mood of change in accountability in the world of services, in particular when it comes to developing training programs. We're seeing a movement towards evidence-based practices when it comes to coaching. And why is it? It's because it's like every other product. We're supposed to provide exceptional service. People want to know that our product is going to deliver. And the world of business consulting, coaching, and financial coaching, etc., has just gotten so riddled with anyone and everyone claiming to be a coach. Sometimes they do participate in great training programs and they receive their certifications, but it's never been our job to really focus on evidence-based practices, because this is something that comes more from the medical field, right? Clinical studies and comparison groups and all these other things. But if you haven't looked at what it involves and you haven't considered taking some training to learn how to follow evidence-based practice standards, it's time you take a look. We have spent the last almost 20 years focused on this, and it's not that you have to focus for 20 years, it's just that you have to find a training program that's really going to help you understand it. And most importantly, design it to fit what you do in your work so that you can at least begin to follow evidence-based practices that will ultimately lead to evidence-based practice standards. I know this sounds like a bunch of just crazy stuff because this is a quick podcast, but I am going to share a little more in the blog that I'll be writing about this topic. I have talked about this topic before, but it was more directed at the nonprofit sector because they're definitely seeing issues there with more and more funders requesting that people submit for grants if they follow evidence-based practice standards or they have an evidence-based practice program. I'm seeing states that are actually making it mandatory. They're putting in place legislation. If you don't have an evidence-based practice program, don't even apply to provide services to Department of Corrections in Montana, for example. So I just want to put it out there. This is something really important. We've been focused on this long before this became a requirement in our field. We've done it because we want to know that when we help someone and we train someone, we coach them, whatever it is that we do as a company, that we can guarantee at least that we are trying to help you achieve the best results. But listen, there are sources out there of information. If you want more information from us, we'll certainly follow us, check us out, connect with me, Danette Rivera, on LinkedIn. Follow us on social media. If you look up Danette Rivera, it should lead you to some of our social media. And just keep listening, because we are really trying to help you out here. So we hope that this has been insightful, that it'll open your mind, and we hope you'll listen for our next episode next week. Thank you for listening.